Yes, so that's another thing that we will be working on this year is that we want to give you more variability in attachments. Eventually, we also want to open up the attachment system to custom EVTOLs, right? But then, we know that there's a problem with our current attachment points that, let's say you're wearing one of those custom EVTOLs that's like a shark or a raccoon, and the height's much different than the default avatar. Then you might potentially have the sunglasses floating up above the custom avatar, right? So we are looking into improving accessories so that you can actually adjust the attachment point within Sansar. So let's say I buy a pair of glasses. Instead of keeping on my eyes, I might want to put it on top of my head. So as a user, you can define the point where you want to wear the specific accessory that you got or uploaded. So we haven't really been talking about high heels just yet. It's definitely something we can open to eventually, but right now it's not really one of our core priorities at the moment. Custom skins, yes. At some point we do want to open that as well as part of, doing the new avatar. We're calling that the Avatar 2.0. We do want to open up the ability to upload and sell custom skins so that you can create some and share with the market. So I'm not sure if we do want to open that to custom avatars, so if we are able to. I know right now we're planning on opening it up for the default avatar. Possibly we could open up to custom avatars as well, but I need to see if there are going to be issues with that. Yes, actually. So we are looking to open something similar to that for the default avatars. We're doing an investigation. Hopefully, we can open this up sooner in the next couple of releases. So ideally, you can tint your skin blue or even pink if you want. So that's what we're looking into. The only thing is, once we do, the new avatar, once we release that one. We might we're leading in the direction of removing that tinting once that's out, only because with a new avatar we are moving to a different skin type. I think we're gonna utilize subsurface scattering, shaders, so the skin will look much better. And from what I've heard from the engineers, that the tinting doesn't really work so well with that. So we're gonna switch off to that tech later on. But for the meantime, for this default avatar, we are looking into allowing you to tint the skin, kind of looks like the hair or the nails, using the same swatch, give you a full range of possibilities.